From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Construction Coal in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Coal is a carpenter. He should be introduced as a carpenter and not as a mathematician, because that is the order in which he became them, and Coal is firm about order. He grew up in a western timber town called Beam. Beam is, predictably, named for a kind of wood. The townspeople have, over generations, mostly stopped finding this funny. Cole's family has been building things in Beam for 9 generations. They built useful things. Houses, barns, stalls, school benches, the occasional bridge when somebody asks for one. Cole's grandmother used to say that a Beam carpenter would rather build you a thing than describe one to you in writing. This was a family saying. It is also entirely true. Cole apprenticed to his uncle at 15. He was, by 20, a competent carpenter. By 25, he was a good one. He could look at a problem. I need a step here. I need a shelf there. I need a roof that does not leak. And he could build the answer. He did not draw plans first. He drew plans after, if at all. He preferred to build a small version, look at it, and then build the bigger version. He believed, and his uncle had taught him this, that you understand a thing when you've made one. This is, in retrospect, a deeply mathematical attitude. Cole did not know it at the time.
He learned it at 28, in a way that surprised him. A traveling mathematician, a polite woman who was passing through Beam on her way south, stopped at Cole's workshop to ask if he could repair a damaged shoulder bag strap. Cole could. He repaired it. They got to talking. The mathematician asked what kind of work Cole found most satisfying. Cole said, "The kind where I look at the problem and just make the thing." The mathematician said, "Have you ever heard of proof by construction?" Cole said, "No." The mathematician explained, "The technique is this. When you want to prove that something exists, that there is some number with a certain property, or some arrangement of pieces that works, or some geometric figure that meets a description, you do not have to argue abstractly that it must exist. You can simply produce one. You point at it and say, there, that one, it works."
Cole listened. He thought about it. He laughed for a long time. He said, "That is the only kind of proof I have ever done." The mathematician said, "There are mathematicians at the Central University who would love to meet you." Cole said, "I do not have time for the Central University. I am making a barn." The mathematician said, "Of course, just thinking aloud." She left. Cole finished the barn.
But the conversation stayed with him. He thought about it for the next 2 years while he built 3 more houses and 1 footbridge. He realized slowly that he had been constructing proofs in his daily work. Every cabinet he built was a proof that a cabinet with these dimensions and these supports is possible. Every roof was a proof that a roof spanning this distance can be built. He had not thought of his work that way, but the mathematician had been right. He wrote to the academy at age 30. He asked if they ever needed teachers. The academy master wrote back the same week and said, "Yes, we always do." Cole arrived in the capital with 3 carved wooden objects in his bag, a small block, a small step, and a small wedge. He used them in his first class. He has been using them, or replacements, ever since. His teaching style is simple. He says, "You want to prove this thing exists? Fine, here is one. Look at it. Touch it. It exists." He then walks the children through why the thing he made satisfies the claim. The proof in Cole's classroom is the object plus the explanation of why it works. Both halves are essential. Many children find this style unusually clear, which is exactly the effect Cole intended.
He has been at the academy for 16 years now. He has built, by his own count, 430 teaching objects. They are all kept in a large cupboard at the back of his classroom. The cupboard is labeled, in his own neat handwriting,
things that exist. He still takes a week off every summer to go back to Beam and build something, usually a step. He likes building steps. Steps are honest objects. He returns to the academy each autumn with his hands slightly more calloused and his patience slightly renewed. If you ask Cole what he does, he will not say, "I am a mathematics teacher." He will say, "I build things, then I show people that they work." And he will hand you a small wooden object and say, "Here, look at this one."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Construction Coal. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.